Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yud Beis Parsha B'chukaisai Aleph, which is also a Siyim on the Sechta B'chairis. The Siyim Parsha Seinu Kosov, at the end of this Parsha B'chukaisai it's written, B'chol Masa B'chukai V'tzayin Kol Shiyavu Tachas HaShavet Asiri Yir Kedosh Hashem. It talks about the mitzvah of Maiser Behema, that a tenth of the cattle and the sheep, anything that passes under the shevet, which means the stick or whatever, hasiri yir kedush Hashem, the tenth one, each tenth one should be holy unto Hashem. So he misses ma'aser behema, which is the mitzvah of ma'aser behema. Kol behema hasiris b'bokar v'atzayin sheyesh le'odo mi'yisrael, harei yir kedush Hashem, every tenth animal that a yid has, at least in cattle and sheep, is sanctified to Hashem. Ketzad ma'asram, as the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, how does he give the ma'aser? How do you do this? How do you get every tenth? Kainsum l'diriyu, bring them all into a barn. Ba'isalem pesach kotan, you make a small opening through which they can get out. Umayna v'shevet echad v'shnayim, and he counts with this shevet, with the stick or whatever it is, 1, 2, and so on. Vayoytzi asiri, and the one that goes, the one that is the tenth, seikre b'sikre, he marks it with a red stripe. Vayomer harei zeh ma'aser, and he declares it to be ma'aser. Miposuk zeh lamadnu oidin proti b'afroshos ma'aser behema. From this pasuk, we also learn another specific halacha in regards to this mitzvah. Vuhu mashe shanir mishnah achreinu shal mesechta b'chayres, which is recorded in the last mishnah of Masechta B'chayres. He says like this, Kodr l'chi asiri. What happens if he made an error in his counting? And the animal that was really the ninth, he called it the tenth. And then reversed himself, l'asiri chi, and the one that came out next, he realized his mistake, so he called that one the ninth. And then l'achad asir asiri, and then the 11th one that came out, he also called it the tenth. Shloshta mekadoshim. All three are considered holy. But the Gemara Sham, the Gemara explains in what way are they treated. Menayin she'im karo l'chi asiri, l'asiri chi, l'achad asir asiri. As the Gemara says, how do we know that if you call the ninth one the tenth, and the tenth one the ninth, and then the 11th one the tenth, sheshloshta mekadoshim, that all three are sanctified? Tamad lo'ima, the Pasuk says, v'chol ma'asa boka v'tzayin, kolo she'yavet tachas ha'shavet, each one, all the miser of the cattle and sheep, each one that goes passes under the stick, the staff, ha'asiri yir kodesh, the tenth one should be holy. L'rabbi says kulam, this comes to teach us that all of them, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th, all of them should be considered holy. Now comes what should be done with them. Amdam bedink to shoseh shol zeh ha'achad asar shekari asiri. But in regards to what should be done with this 11th one that he called 10. Nechluku Rameyev Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokes of Rameyev and Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah. What should be done with the 11th one? Quoting, V'achad osar karev shlomim, the 11th one shall be brought as a carbon shlomim, V'oysa tmura, and it can also make a tmura. Tmura means, as the Torah says, that if someone sanctifies an animal as a carbon, you're not allowed to exchange that animal for another one. To say, you know what, I decided to keep this one. Instead of that one, I'll bring this one. Because once the animal is sanctified, you can't exchange it for another one. And if you do that, so then both of them become sanctified. It's first of all, it's a violation of the laws of Tamura, but both of them become sanctified. So he says that this shlomim, that was the 11th one, that was supposed to be nothing, because it's the 11th one, but he called it a 10th one, and therefore it has a certain sanctity of Meiser. It should be brought as a Korban Shlomim, and in addition to that, if he exchanged that one for another one, the other one would also become sanctified. It could make another Tmura. That's the opinion of Rab Meir. Amar Rab Yehuda, so Rab Yehuda said, V'chiyesh Tmura is a Tmura. Can one Tmura make another Tmura? In other words, the halacha is that if somebody made a Tmura, and then he decided to exchange that Tmura for another one, So it doesn't pass on any further. You can only exchange the original animal for, not you could. If you did, it, the next one becomes sanctified, but if you exchange that one for a third one, the third one doesn't become sanctified. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says over here, the 11th one is already an exchange of what the 10th one should have been. So therefore, the 11th one cannot pass on its holiness to another one, to a further animal. Amru Mishum Rab Meir. So then they said in the name of Rab Meir, in response to Rabbi Yehuda's challenge, Ilu Haya Tmura Loi Haya Karev. He said, no, if this Tmura, if this the 11th one, the number 11 that he called 10, had it been a Tmura, it wouldn't have been brought as a carbon. A Tmura cannot be brought as a carbon. It just becomes sanctified and it has to be dealt with, but it can't be brought as a carbon. And if this one was considered a Tmura, it wouldn't have been brought. So therefore that proves that it's not a Tmura. And therefore it can make a Tmura further. Hainush Rabbi Yehuda Seivish HaKtusha Seishola Echadosar Hirag Begeder K'tusha Shol Tmuras Meiser. So in other words, to explain this machlegis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason that the 11th one is considered holy is because it becomes a Tmura to the Meiser. Kibazer Shikari Asiri, because by calling it the 10th one, the Be'emes Hu Achadasa, where in reality it's only the 11th, Hareze Ki'ilu Amar Yehei Tmura Shul Asiri, it's as if he would have said, let this one be instead of the 10th. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that this cannot pass on a further Tmura. In other words, if he says, in regards to another animal, that it should be in exchange for this 11th, that further animal will not become sanctified in any way. Because one Tmura does not make another Tmura. That's explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rab Meir Sever, who is Rab Meir, holds Kedushas Shala Echad Asar B'Tayir Tmuras Meiser, that the holiness of the 11th one is not there as an exchange for the 10th one. But rather, because he called it the 10th, therefore it becomes sanctified as the 10th, not as an exchange for the original 10th. And therefore, it has its own holiness, not by a dint of the fact that it was exchanged for the 10th. It has its own holiness, and therefore, it can pass on its holiness to another tmura. Umeivir Rav Meir Raila Shitasei. And how does Rav Meir prove his point that it has its own holiness? From the fact that we see that the 11th one can be brought as a carbon shlamin, and if it had in truth been a tmura, it could not have been brought as a carbon. Because according to Rav Meir, the tmura of a meiser cannot be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this one point. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could bring a tmura on the mizbeach as well. And therefore, the fact that it can be brought as a carbon does not in any way prove that it's not a carbon tmura. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tmura of a meiser could be brought as a carbon. And therefore, he doesn't accept Rabbi Meir's proof. In understanding the approach of this machlekes of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, whether we consider the 11th one to have its own holiness of Meiser, or whether it's only an exchange for the original Meiser, the real 10th one that is the real Meiser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that just by the fact that you say number 10 to what is really number 11, that doesn't have the ability to create this new holiness just because you mistakenly called it 10. In other words, etzem hakdusha shel meiser ein ki, that it should create the actual holiness of Meiser. Because the holiness of Meiser only applies to what is really the tenth animal. Only that is considered Meiser. And the reason that this 11th one also becomes sanctified because you call the tenth, what happens by you calling the 11th one 10 is that the holiness of the real 10th one spreads into the 11th one as well. In other words, similar to what we say, Tmura, the original holiness spreads out over onto the 11th one. Mekivin shaloi hoya al ha'achadasa el rak hispashtas ha'kdusha shal ha'asiri. And since the 11th one only has not its original original holiness as Maisa, but only something which was spread over onto it from the 10th one, al kein dinik edir tmura, therefore it's seen as a tmura, shein yonah gam kein hispashtas kedushas ha'korban al ha'chulin, which by tmura it's a similar idea that you have a sanctified animal, and by saying that you're exchanging it, the holiness of that one spreads onto this other one as well. But the tmura animal doesn't have any of its own holiness, inherent holiness, because it wasn't a carbon, it's just chulin. It spread from the original carbon onto it. In a similar way, is also by the might, the 11th one has the holiness of the 10th one spread onto it. V'zeo taimish l'Rav Yehuda, and this is the reason that Rav Yehuda shein echad osa oisa tmura, that the 11th one cannot now pass its holiness onto a further animal, ki mekiven she k'dushose hirak k'dushos tmura hamispashtetes. Since the holiness that the 11th one has is only something that it received from the 10th one, therefore, of course, the holiness is not the same as the 10th one itself. Only the original holiness, which is contained in the 10th one, has the ability to spread onto another one. Whereas the animal that has the benefit of having the original tenth spread onto it doesn't have the power to be able to spread of its holiness, its acquired holiness, onto a further animal. Which is the reason why a tmura does not make another tmura. Omnam Rameir Sfirle, whereas Rameir holds Shatayr Chitcha Bazet Din Gzeres HaMelech. Rameir says that over here there is a new concept which the Torah introduces as Gzeres HaMelech, as this is how I want it. Kriya Zu Shekorele Asiri, because that when a Yid calls the 11th one the 10th one, even though it's an error, B'Koyecha L'Chadosh Kedusha, he says, no, this creates a new holiness. B'Hayinu Shekedusha Sa'achad Oser Eineis Pashto Zutmura, that this, the 11th one, is not that it's received from the 10th one from its holiness, but that the 11th one has its own holiness. And Rameir brings proof, he brings proof that by the error that the person called the 11th one 10 is not merely that he spreads from the true 10th one onto the 11th one. How does he bring a proof that that's not what it is? From the fact that you can bring the 11th one as a carbon, the im kedushas tos maisik kedushas tmura, because if calling the 11th one the 10th one were merely an error, it was just spreading as if like the by the case of tmura, so then we would be the just as the tmura of the maiser would not be able to be brought as a carbon according to Rav Meir. If it was a true tmura, there was a 10th one, there was no mistake, he called it the 10th, and then he decided to change it for another one, that would be a tmura, and that would not be able to be brought as a carbon according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda disagrees, but Rav Meir holds that way. Because, and the reason, the svara, why you wouldn't be able to bring a tmura of Meiser as a carbon is because it doesn't have enough holiness. It just merely spread from the Meiser onto this other animal, but it doesn't have enough holiness that it should be considered a carbon that could be brought on the Mizbeach. huadin betos ma'isa shloi havali lekarabaga mizbeach. And if that were the case by the error that he made, that it was merely that it spread from the 10th one to the 11th one, then you wouldn't be able to bring that 11th one as a carbon. So therefore he proved, and since you are able to bring it as a carbon, that means to Reb Meir that it has its own original holiness, because that's what the Torah decided, that when a Yid calls the 11th one 10th, it becomes holy. So we have to understand. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that how does the 11th one become holy only because it's spread from the 10th one? It would seem that from which the pasuk that it was learned from, that every ma'aseh b'kav tzayin, that's how the Gemara learns it. That anyone, meaning the 9th one, the 10th one, the 11th one, the pasuk seems to be saying that all those three, the 9th one, the 10th one, and the 11th one, since each one has an element of the 10th in it, that each one receives its own holiness. Hanish yesh litois ma'aseh din, litois ma'aseh din, ma'aseh gomer. In other words, that when there is an error involved in ma'aseh, it's considered like full ma'aseh animal. Ba'aseh din mechodesh, k'may kamav kanav din min bekachim. And this is something which is too takachu, it's novel. But since kachim is all novel, so therefore, in many dinim and kachim, there are things which are interesting and different, and yet that's how they are. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that there is a difference between the actual 10th one and the 11th one? The Vachol Meiser, the Vachol Meiser, which is learned from the word Vachol Meiser, how does he know there's a difference? How does he know to decide that it's only that it has spread from the Meiser onto the 11th? So we might say, Behezber Achachas Shittas Rav Yehuda, to explain how Rav Yehuda knows this, Hadin hu, as follows, Hadin hu shektushas toz Meiser chol rak alachi v'achadosar. The fact that the holiness of this error of Meiser only spreads to the 9th or the 11th, the loyal shminivish name Osir, but it doesn't go to the 8th one. If he made that same mistake with the 8th one, or if he made the same mistake with the 12th one, it wouldn't apply. Vatam al zeh mavur v'gemar, and the reason why this is so is explained, ma hu asiri einem muktash ele besamuch. The Gemara gives a limit like this, that just like the actual 10th one only becomes sanctified because it is close. And what he means by close here is it is itself. It is attached to itself. The 10th one is the closest thing you can get to the 10th one. There is nothing closer to something than its own body. So in other words, the holiness only attaches itself to something which is close to it, and nothing is closer than itself. After usay einay miskadesh alabasamach, so also when there's an error, it only extends to something which is close to it, meaning the 9th or the 11th. Bezrashik gan tishiva achieve echadaser shem smuchanu, which are the closest, and therefore it doesn't extend further than that to the 8th or the 12th. Harei mochach mizeh, so from this it's clear shekdushas tos meiser einachidush din miyuchad, that from here we see, says Rabbi Yehuda, that this is not something, some new novel thing that the Torah introduces, a new idea. In other words, to say that the Torah decided that when it comes to Meiser, if you call the 9th one the 10th, it becomes the 10th, it becomes Meiser, or the 11th. Because since we're introducing a Svara to it, because if that were the case, then why, if you call the 8th one the 10th one, it should also apply? Or the 12th one, she'enem kudush shakari asiri. Why over there? It's not called. Is it not considered holy like the 10th? El al karchav. So therefore, we must say shakriyas asiri lechia lachadaser ein bekei chalifel vekdusha atzmis. Therefore, it's not that just calling something the 10th makes it the 10th, makes it meiser. El rak laham shacholav ispashus kudushas asiri. Rather, what is really happening, says Rav Yehuda, is that when you call it the 10th, and it's really the 11th, since it's close to the 10th, the holiness of the 10th becomes stretched onto, spread onto the 11th as well. And since it's the next thing to the 10th, the 11th is close to it, as the Gemara says, close to it. Therefore, it can spread onto the 11th. Eina miskadeshes ela bisamoch, it can only spread onto something which is close to it. Ein biyacholta shlatusha laispashet ela bisamoch laasiri, which is, explains why it can only spread, the 10th one can only spread onto something close to it, 9 or 11, but this spread doesn't go further than something that is directly connected to it, 9 or 11. But if it was something which was a chiddush, that what the Torah decides that whenever you say 10th on an animal, it's the 10th, no matter if it's the, that then it would apply also as the 8th or the 12th. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows that it's more of a the 10th one spreading its holiness over to something that is close to it. To explain the Raya of Rameir Mezesh Korval Gam Mizbeach, that the fact that it can be brought as a korban is the proof that it is has its own holiness. We can say that the Rav Meir is supported by this, or that he goes with the same approach that we see that he goes with elsewhere. That's called the shitasa. He goes with his same opinion that he has elsewhere, and he applies it here too. What do we see elsewhere? Isav esayf nesechta hayris. The Torah the Gemara tells us at the end of Masechta Hayris, Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson rotzel lahavir es Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Siyosei. The Gemara tells a whole story about Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he decided one day when Rav Nosson and Rav Meir were the Av Bezdin and the the Chacham. They were next in line after Rav Shimon Gamliel. He was the Nasi, they were the second and the third after him. So typically when they would come into the room, just as like whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel would come into the room, everyone would rise. When the Av Bezdin and when the Chacham came into the room, they would also rise. Rav Shimon Gamliel decided to change that it didn't seem right that the same honor should be accorded to the second and third in command as to the Nasi. So he said that when the Av Bezdin comes, only certain rows should stand up. When the Chacham comes in, even less. And they were actually not there when this happened. So the next day when they came in, they saw that there was a big change in how people were rising. They asked, what happened? So they were told. So they decided, let's do to him what he did to us. In other words, we'll also embarrass him. So they decided that we will bring about a situation where Rav Shimon Gamliel will be removed from his position. How? Al yedei shenema legali uktzim. They said, tomorrow when Rav Shimon Gamliel comes, we'll ask him to expound on the subject of uktzim, which is a very complicated area in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, the lesley, and he doesn't know this well enough. B'kivin d'lo gomer, since he doesn't know it, and he won't be able to say what we asked him, he won't be able to answer. We will then say to him, Mi Yamal Gvuras Hashem, who, quoting from Tilim, who is the one that should be able to speak the words of Hashem, the power, the Torah of Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Teilasi, only somebody, Lami Noalach, Lamal Gvuras Hashem, to whom is it appropriate to speak the power of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, Yishyachal Hashmiya Kol Teilasi, only somebody who is able to tell us everything. If somebody doesn't know something, he is not the one that should be at the head of the yeshiva, but their scheme didn't work. There was somebody who overheard their plot, and therefore he brought about that Rav Shimon Gamliel should realize that something was going on, and he learned uktzin that night. And so the next day when they asked him to teach in Masechet Uktzim, he immediately had all the answers. He knew he could say anything. And when Vosayif, and in the end, Consul Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, at the end they punished Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, the name of Shmaita Mishmayu. First they kicked them out of the Beis Medrash, but then since they were the only ones that really knew and all questions had to be answered by them, or at least the difficult ones. So they were brought back in, but they punished them in another way, that they shouldn't quote their name. When they say something, it will not be quoted in their name. A secular Rav Meir Acherim, and therefore when they decided that whatever Rav Meir says, when they quote Rav Meir, they will call it Acherim. Others say, well, Rav Nosson, Yesh Eimrim, when they quote Rav Nosson, they will say Yesh Eimrim. That's the story. And as a follow-up to this, the Gemara continues with this story. Masnele Rebbe Rav Shimon Brei, that Rebbe was teaching Rav Shimon his son. Acherim Oimrim, he said to him, he quoted as follows. Others say, Ilo hayatmura lo yakarev. If it was a tmura, it wouldn't have been able to be brought. This was quoting Rav Meir. He called it Acherim. Amalei, so his son, Rebbe's son, Rav Shimon, said, Mihem alolushim imeim anushayshim. Who are these people that we drink their waters? We're quoting them in the halacha, ushmaisim enon maskirim, but we can't mention their name, we have to call them Acherim. Amalei, so he said to him, Bnei Adam, shebikshu la'akar kveitcha, kveit beis avicha. Those people that wanted to uproot your honor and the honor of your family, your forefathers, they were descendants of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amalei, so Rebbe answered, Gam Avosim, Gam Sinosim, Gam Kinosim, Kfar Ovda. He quoted a pasuk and said, it's all in the past. It's all in the past. V'chulu. Hadar Asnulei, Amru Mishum Rav Meir. So then Rebbe taught, again, he re-said it, and he said, okay, he said it in the name of Rav Meir. It was said, Ilo Yatmura, Lo Yakarev, if it had been a tmura, it wouldn't have been brought. And then the Gemara says, there's the Gemara follows up with another discussion and says that there's a machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan, chadom es Sinai adiv, chadom er oikar harim adiv, in the question of what is more desirable, what's a greater degree of Torah knowledge. Is it somebody that has, he knows everything. Sinai means somebody who has clear in his mind all the Mishnas and all the Brises, and he knows where everything is written. That's Sinai. And then there's Oikar Haram, the one who uproots mountains. That means somebody who can go down into the depth of an idea. He has the Svaras. He understands why it's being said and so on. Which is more important? Sholchu l'tamon, Ezemem Kaidem, Sholcholem Sinai Adiv. So they sent this question, and which one is more, which comes first? And they said Sinai Adiv, the one who has vast knowledge is greater. The Amar Mara Kol Tzrichin L'Mara Chitaya, as we were taught that everybody needs the one who has wheat, but the one that's something which is a staple. Everybody needs it. The Svara, that's something which is an additional to that, but it's in other words that Sinai Adiv. Tzarech Lavin, so we have to understand Ma'wa Shaiches Shol Machlege Zubin Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon is Sinai Adiv Ayikar Harim Adiv. What's the connection between this Machlekes, which one is more important, Sinai or Ayikar Harim, La Shaka V'Tari Rav Shimon Gamliel Rameyev Rav Nosson Basugis L'Fneze, that it comes as a follow-up to the whole discussion of what happened there with between Rav Meir and Rav Nosson and Rav Shimon Gamliel? What's the connection between these two things? Umevar al zeh b'sefer Be'er Sheva, and so the b'sefer Be'er Sheva explains ma'isa lahocha a'uvda de Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson. The reason that is brought over here as a follow-up to the story of Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson, sh'ol al daita, because they Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson thought lahavir Rav Shimon Gamliel min siyosei. Why did they want to remove Rav Shimon Gamliel? Macham shaloi haya sinai k'moisam, because he didn't have the kind of knowledge that they did. Uksiv, and as it says, miyamal gvuras Hashem, who is the one that is fitting to speak the words of Hashem? Klaim elimi no lemal gvuras Hashem, mishiyach alashmiya kol teiloisav, only somebody who has that kind of broad knowledge. Upligir Rav Shimon Rabbanon, im sinai adif liyais nikra shiyach alashmiya kol teiloisav. So to this comes the machlekes, whether that's called between the machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon, whether the need to have Sinai Adif, to have this kind of vast knowledge, broad knowledge, only he should be called somebody that is fit to speak the words of Hashem, or teach the words of Hashem? Oy, oiker harim, or is it really somebody who has the understands the depth of an issue? Nikra sheyachol hashmiya kol teilois abu kaidem, or is it he, the one that understands the depth of something that is fitting to be able to teach the words of Hashem? Hainu, in other words, Shrab Meir. So this is what the this is what this sefer says. Be'er Sheva says. In other words, the Rebbe explains, Shrab Meir v'Rab Nosson hoyu b'maylas haTorah Sinai. They considered themselves on the level of Sinai. Ki arei hoyu b'kiyim gam mesechta uktzin, because they also had knowledge of the mesechta uktzin. Rav Shimon Gamliel hoyu oika orim. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though he could understand the depth of an issue better, but he didn't have the knowledge, let's say, of uktzin. Vayisayt chiluk zeh, and it's based on this difference. Hoya masamatn shebeneim, that's what their discussion was. Olchein muvas behemshach lozeh, and therefore, that's why this machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon is brought as a follow up to that story, because the story is based on this dispute. Machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon v'ishlefi ha Be'er Sheva, according to the Be'er Sheva, Lepirush Be'er Sheva, Rav Meir Ranosin, and the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Taka holds at Sinai, but they hold that, he holds that Eiker Harim, and according to the Be'er Sheva, Rav Meir Rav Nosson, they hold that it's Sinai Odif, and therefore they thought that they should replace Rav Shimon Gamliel. Aval appears there, but if that's how we look at it, kasha, that leaves very great difficulties. Mahad Isa to the Sanhedrin. First of all, it says in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Kol haraya Rab Meir bebeis hamedrash. Anyone who saw Rab Meir in the beis medrash, kiilu oikir harei harem etoichnun zevazeh, it was like looking at somebody uproot two mountains and crush them together one against the other. In other words, that he had his svaras were so subtle and so deep and so on that he was able to bring great svaras together and bring them together and so on. That's what his power was. Harei adarav mefurish Rav Meir hoya oikir harim. So then we see that the opposite, that Rav Meir was a oikir harim. Vagamam razal be Erevin is also in Masechta Erevin. Golav yidul lefnei mishu ama b'hoya oylam. It's known to the creator of the world, she'ein b'doyrish or Rav Meir k'moysa, that there's nobody in the generation of Rav Meir like him. Ipnei ma loy kova alocha k'moysa. Why then was the alocha not like Rav Meir, the alocha like Rav Yehuda? Shalei yochol lochol chaveiro lamed al seib daitei. Because they couldn't, the others couldn't understand. They couldn't get to the bottom of what his ideas were. So therefore, they didn't necessarily agree with him because they didn't see it as deeply as he did. The Oid, Shom, so that's another proof that his depth was deeper than everybody else. The Oid, Shom, and another thing that's written there, Talmid Hoyolil Rav Meir, that Rav Meir had a student, never mind he himself, but even his student, Vesumchus Shmoy, and Sumchus was his name, Shoyoyim Rav Kol Dover, the Dover Shal Tuma, that on every matter of Tuma, which is complicated in itself, Memches Taimet Tuma, he could give 48 reasons why this should be Tomei. Val Kol Dover Dover Shal Tara, and in everything that the Torah rules that it's Torah, Memches Taimet Torah, he could give 48 reasons why it's Torah. Harei Shafilu Talmidei Shel Rav Meir Hoya Oiker Harim, so then even his student, Sumchus, was able to reach such depths, he could find 48 reasons for every subject. Matzina gam b'seita, so and how much more so his teacher? Matzina gam b'seita mi'kara osa Rav Meir l'kameda Rav Akiva. That originally Rav Meir went to study by Rav Akiva. Kiven le matzi koma libe osa l'kameda Rav Yehuda. But then he couldn't see it. He couldn't find himself there. So he went to Rav Yehuda v'gomar gemara. And over there he simply learned from Rav Yehuda everything that he knew. In other words, that he just studied the Mishnayos and to know it all well by heart. In other words, to know it all well in its original written Pirush Rashi Mishnayos Stumis Kamei Shehem, that he wanted to learn the Mishnayos as they are without getting into the depth of them. Hoder Osel Kamei Rabbi Akiva, Maybe that was Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe Osel coming to Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe. And then he came back to Rabbi Kiva, Sava Svara, and over there he learned how to learn the depth of everything. Now that he knew the basic knowledge, now we came to Rabbi Kiva to learn the depth again. Pirush Rashi, Lamed al Iketai Mea Mishnah, Rashi explains that it means to learn the reasons for the depth and the essence of the reasons of the Mishnah. Lohav and Dovam Tachdovet, to be able to expand from one Mishnah to be able to understand the differences between this case and that case and so on. So even we see from this that even when he was still a student of Rabbi Akiva, he already was learning, he came to recognize the depth of the Mishnayos. This is all describing his capacity to be able to understand the depth of things, which is Oikar Harim. So we see that Rabbi Meir was an Oikar Harim, not a Sinai. Al pizet sarov beer. So based on this, we have to explain. Mayi ashaychas vasmiches da pluktim sinai odef ayikar harim over the nal shul fanel. So now, what then is the explanation of sinai ayikar harim? Since it comes that Rab Meir was actually an ayikar harim. Nice of all that. In addition to this, we also have to understand. Kame inyonim v'diyukim basugya the dershim bir. Many of the details of this sugya need to be explained. Number one, kishukonsul Rav Meir v'Rav Nosson, le neimer shmaita mishmayu, when they punished Rav Meir and Rav Nosson that they shouldn't be quoted by their name. Loma bochru dafke sakine acherim l'Rav Meir. Why did they choose the word, the name acherim for Rav Meir? V'yashemir l'Rav Nosson. Why those names? Beis. We find many Mishnayos in which Rav Meir is quoted directly by his name. How then does this fit with they should not be quoted by name anymore? It's difficult to say that all of these many Mishnayos in which Rav Meir is directly quoted by name Hukvu nuschason kaidem ha'uvda anal. These were already written and finalized before that story, and therefore they left it as is. His name was already written. Go erase it now. They didn't erase it. That's difficult to say. And that after that incident, the only thing he said was those few places in which he's mentioned as Acherim. That's difficult to say. Gimel. A third thing that we need to understand. Basugim uva uvda the masnele Rabbi Rab Shimon Brei. The story continues with the time when Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was teaching his son Rab Shimon. Obviously, it seems over here that the reason that the Gemara brings it in is because there was a discussion about whether you should mention Rab Meir by name or not quote him by name. That's the issue. That's why it's brought here. Should it be quoted as Acherim or in the name of Rav Meir, but the issue wasn't what exactly they were quoting, what the subject matter right there was. That wasn't the issue. Since the matter of Tmura has no connection to this whole story and what is being discussed here, therefore why does the Gemara actually quote what exactly they quoted in his name, that the Tmura Loi Hayakor, the Loi Oi, not only is it quoted, that in the end, Rebbe went with his son, went according to his son and decided to quote Rav Meir, at least in the Mishum Rav Meir, Chayze V'Shayna Oidapam, he repeats yet again, Ilo Hayatmura Loi Hayakor, what the subject matter is, that it was related to the matter of Tmura, to the Meiser, the 11th animal. So Abir B'cholanal, so to explain all of this, HaPirush B'hemshach HaSugi Hu Al Pi HaBe'er Sheva, the explanation of this sugya, at the way the Be'er Shava explains it, Hainu, Shagama Uda the Ramei Verab Nosen, Himitzad Pluktosim and Rashimim Gamliel, that this discussion, the machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, whether Sinai Odif or Eker Harim Odif, is a continuation to the story of Rav Meir and Rav Nosson and the way they were punished. Abba mi heim, mehem Sinai, mi Eker Harim, but the Rebbe says his general explanation of the Be'er Shava is correct. But in my opinion, Lefi Ani Yizdaiti, the Rebbe says, Shemuchlefes Hashita, that it's exactly the opposite of the way the Be'er Shava explains it. The Rebbe's question on that was, it's Rav Meir was the Eiker Harim, not Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Rebbe is going to explain it, taka now the opposite. Rav Meir can Muchlel Rav Nosson Hoiva Milus Eiker Harim. Rav Meir, as we've already proven extensively, as well as Rav Nosson, they were on the level of Eiker Harim. But Rav Shimon Gamliel Sinai was Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Sinai. Kafisha Mash Magama Alosh and Pligaber Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon. And as we can at least intuit from the way the Mishnah or whatever the Braisa that says that the Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon argue, one says Sinai Adif and one says Eker Harim Adif. But it doesn't specify who said what. It doesn't say whether Rav Shimon Gamliel said Sinai or Eker Harim. The Yaduah, what we know in regards to these kinds of cases, the Besignun Zeh, that when the Mishnah quotes something in this way, the Lo Nisparish Mihu Hachad Omar, who is the one that said this and who is the one that said that, that Harishon Umi Asheni, who is the first one and who is the second one, Naktinon, we go with the approach, that the one whose name is mentioned first, Hu Baladei Rishona, is the one that said the first opinion. And the one who says mentioned second is the second opinion, Lafizeh, so they're based on this. But in our case, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Husha Omer Sinei Odif, since Rav Shimon Gamliel's name was mentioned first, and Sinai Odif is mentioned first, so we go with the assumption that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that said Sinai Odif. And the Chachamim, which are Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, they hold that Eiker Harim Odif. After Rav Shimon Gamliel loy gomar mesechta uktzin, and even though from the story it becomes clear that Rav Shimon Gamliel did not know Masechta Uktzin, so therefore he's lacking in his Sinai Odif over here. He doesn't know Masechta Uktzin. So the Rebbe says, Eina Pirush Shalom Lomda Klal. It doesn't mean that he didn't learn it at all. He didn't know it at all. The Imkain Eich Lomet Kolin Yoni Uktzin Belayla Echad. Because if he had never learned it, how is he going to learn, study up that whole subject in one night? Befrat Shalom Mashma Basugish Lomet Michochem Abake Bedina Uktzin. Especially that it seems that he learned it on his own, not that he went to some expert on the matter that should teach him the whole thing in one night. Vugamu Dover She'ena Lefi Kvedish Olanosi. And also would be inappropriate that the Nasi, Ashamishu Yitzarech Lumed Inya Mitchilose, that he needs somebody to tutor him in a subject that he doesn't have any clue about, any knowledge about. That doesn't make sense. Ela Pirushu, what it really means is Shaloi Gomar Uktzin Bediktuk Obeimke Taimi Amishnayish Mesech Tazu. What it means he didn't learn was, I mean, he wasn't clear in it. He didn't get to the bottom of it. Of course he had a general knowledge of it. Of course he knew the basics. But he didn't know it well enough that if Rav Meir and Rav Nosson are going to start questioning him, that he'll have the answers ready. That's what it means. So this will make also Geshmaker Masha Bachru Be'uktzin Dafke. Why is it that they chose Masechta Uktzin? Ki Omru Be'Brachas al Rav Yehuda, because it said in Masechta Brachas about Rav Yehuda, Kule Tenuya Ben Zikin Have, that all of his learning, Rav Yehuda's main learning was done, all of his learning, it says here, was in the matters of nezikin, monetary issues, damages, and so on. B'chiav ha-motir, Rabbi Yehuda be'uktzin, when he reached the subject of uktzin, Omar, he would say, havayis Rav Shmuel kachazina hocha, when I learn this, I see the complicated discussions between Rav and Shmuel. In other words, that he was saying that uktzin is complicated. For this you need Rav Shmuel to give their insights and so on. So we see from this that Uktzin was a very deep, difficult sugya. Upirish Rashi Kloimar, Rashi explains there what it means is Tama Mishnayis Alolu Kosha Alai. These are very difficult for me to master because you know they're difficult. And therefore, this explains why when Rav Meir and Rav Nosson want to show their Oikir Horim, how deep they can understand something, what would they choose? They would choose Uktzim, which are the most difficult subjects, and that's where they would challenge him. Sholu as Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Uktzim, that's why they chose Dafka Uktzim. Al Pize Yuvan, so based on this, we'll understand. Zed Asikul Rav Meir Acherim, V'gam Sfaris Rav Meir Bedin Ilu Hayatmura Lo Hayakarev. This explains why they called him Acherim. They gave Reb Meir the moniker of Acherim, and also the svara of why they brought out this subject of Ilu Hayatmura Lo Hayakarev. V'chein Atam Lo Mahuva Alochazu Kan, and also to explain why this is relevant here. Because this explains Rav Meir's approach, as we will see presently. Generally, about this discussion about whether Sinai is more greater or Oikar Harim is greater, we might be able to say, explain it that it's based on a well-known question. What's the question? I ha kamus machriya es ha'echus. Do we say that when there's two other, there's quality and quantity, quantity and quality, which is greater, which is more important, quantity or quality? The hainu she dover echad gadol bekamus umud be'echus. There is something which is great in quantity, but it doesn't have such great quality. Well, the umas dover on the other hand. Shurava Echos, you have something which has great quality, Uma'ata Kamas, but there isn't too much of it, it's just low in quantity. Eza Mechal Shavyosa, which one would be considered more greater? Alderoze Yeshlema Benidin Nidan. This kind of Chakira, which means question, which way do we go here, can be applied to this question of Sinai and Oikar Harim as well. Sinai means Shoshonam Mishnu Ubraises Turim Loi. That that he learned the Mishnah of Raisa and they are clear in his mind, Kenitzonos and Har Sinai, as they were given Har Sinai. He is an expert. He has mastered the vast knowledge of Torah. Gedulosoi belimud haTorah hibakamos. In other words, that he has mastered all. He has quantity. He knows everything. Even though, when it comes to quality, to understanding the depth of each of these subjects, he knows he hasn't mastered such a great level of it. On the other hand, somebody who's oikir harim means he understands every halacha that he knows, he understands the depths of it. In other words, that he has quality. Whatever he knows to a great depth. Even though in mastering everything, he doesn't know as much as the Sinai. In other words, he doesn't have as much quantity. So the question is, which is greater? Somebody who has a greater quantity of Torah, or somebody who has a greater quality of Torah? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the quantity is greater. Sinai Yadav Rav Meir Rav Nosson Savri Da Ikere Eichos. They hold that the main thing is the quality of whatever you know. You should know well. Lefizem Muvan or Eiker Harimadiv. Lefizem Muvan. Based on this, we can understand Lama Asikul Rav Meir Acherim. Why they called Rav Meir by the name Acherim? Kloimer Shehu Sug Achal Gamri Eichos Acheres. What they were trying to say is when we talk about Rav Meir, that's another quality altogether. He is something else. When he understands something, it's so beyond what we can imagine. He's something else. That's why they called him Acherim. L'chein gam be'ez shebo l'koinsei. And therefore, when they were coming to punish him, l'neim reshmaita mishmei, that they shouldn't quote him by name, b'chol zeh rotzu l'kreze b'kine gazeh, shebo yitiz bata gam ha'olosei. They weren't looking to get even with him. They wanted, even in the nickname, in the name that he would be known by, they wanted to bring out what his quality is. That he is an Oikir Harim. That's why they called him the guy that's something else. He is so beyond anything that we understand. Whereas when it comes to the the description of Yesh Oimrin, the Einem Madgish U Mesug Achar, that doesn't bring out the great quality of Rav Meir, Elisha Yesh, Leshita Acher, is only that he has another opinion, he has another approach. So therefore they didn't choose that for Rav Meir. And although, who did they name Yesh Oimrin? Rav Nosson. He also was an Eker Harim. Everybody understands that there are not every Eker Harim is the same. Rav Meir Hoya Eker Ram Yosin. Rav Meir was on a much higher level than Rav Nosson as an Eker Harim. As the Gemara there says, elsewhere says, that Rav Meir was, he uprooted mountain upon mountain. In other words, that he was a double Eker Harim. That doesn't say about Rav Nosson. And that's why it was Dafka Rav Meir that was chosen for the name Acherim, that he is something else altogether. This can also explain what was Rav Meir's Svara in the matter of Tmura. In other words, in the matter of Tmura as it relates to the Korban Maaser. Which is the reason that this is emphasized in the discussion between Rebbe and his son Rav Shimon in regards to the question of Rav Meir. Why does he bring the subject matter when discussing the name of Rav Meir? Because in this question of the Tmura, it also expresses Rav Meir's lishitasai that we go according to eichus, according to quality, rather than according to quantity. Since Rav Meir holds that the quality is more important, therefore, according to him, even though, going back to our original discussion, that one could say, as did the other Manda Omar, as did Rabbi Yehuda, even though, as Rabbi Yehuda said, that the way it's explained, that it only is miskadesh, only something which is close to it. In other words, the next one, so which would lead us to believe that he, she, rak his pashtus tmura, that this is only something which it overflows from the central animal, which is the real Meiser, onto the ones that are close to it, similar to the idea of Tmura. Rav Meir prefers the proof that the animal, the 11th animal, has its own holiness, and not that it's merely an overflow from the 10th animal. And from the fact that it's brought as a carbon, how does that bring out the inyan of Eichos? The proof that the Gemara brought from the fact that the mistake that he makes only extends to the 11th and the 9th, but it doesn't go to the 8th and the 12th, that only brings out the matter of quantity. Because the difference between 9 and 11, as opposed to 8 and 12, is only a matter, is it one away or two away? How close is it? That's just a matter of kamus, of quantity. That they're a few inches closer or a number closer. Where when it comes to looking at the matter from the fact that it can be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach, he rayim eichus. That's not looking at the quantity of the matter. That's looking at the quality. Is it something that can be brought as a carbon? What kind of holiness is contained in this animal? Because, of course, being able to be brought as a carbon is a very special quality. So therefore, a mayor prefers to talk about the quality of the matter. Therefore, he holds that since the quality is the main thing, so therefore the fact that it's able to be brought as a korban means that it's not a tmura. Kimishetz mitzad ha'echos mahoda kara v'chulu mochash yesh l'kedusha atzmi. Since the fact that it's able to be brought as a korban shows that it's a different quality. And the reason that it only extends to the 11th and the 9th and not further, according to Rameir, we would see this as only a sign. This is only a sign for us to know where it extends to. For us to know which animal can contain this essential holiness. That's only to be able to tell us, you want to know which one actually can be called an essentially holy animal, Meiser. That's only the 9th and the 10th, but it's not because they're the 9th and the 10th, that's why it applies. That's only that we know which one it applies to. Avalakdusha gufa shechala aleha, but the actual holiness, ayde kriya shem asiri, but it doesn't mean that because it's close, therefore it extends from there, as Rabbi Yehuda says. Rather, what it means is that the 10th one, it, when you call it 10th, it becomes essentially holy. Therefore, the Gemara says that Rabbi told his son Rav Shimon that they called her Meir Acherim, maybe Gamsa, which brought out the idea that he was an Eker Harim, that Eichos is important, maybe Gamsa Inyan Shebekesher Eilav Amar Leizais. So he brought out also the same idea from the subject matter in which they were which was discussed. Kiba Alocha Zubal Lidei Bita Shetasal Rameh, because that Alocha also brings out Rameh's approach that Eichos Adifa, that the quality is more important. Pareza Atam, which is of course the reason that they called him by the name Acherim. And therefore when Rabbi explained to his son that the reason that we don't call him by name, quote him by name, is because he wanted to uproot the honor, your honor and your father's honor. And Rav Shimon responded that even so, you should still call him my name. He repeats again, repeats that subject. He's coming to explain why does he repeat it. Even though that this idea brings out the idea of Eichas Iker, but that with this idea that Eichus is more important, Rab Meir intended to uproot the honor of Rab Shimon Gamliel. B'chol zeh, maskir shem balamemra mishum taimishu Rab Shimon. Even so, I'm going to mention him by name because of what you said, that it's forgotten, it's in the past. Well, either gisa, but on the other hand, marashim ibnei kovet beis of, that although I'm going to mention him by name because you're right, you said the right thing, but on the other hand, because I need to protect the honor of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Muchrach l'shanes v'loimer Omru Mishur Rameir. I'm not going to call him directly by name, Rameir Omer, but Omru Mishum, they said it in the name of Rameir, an indirect way. V'loi Rameir Omer kibah svara she'ilu hayatmura lo hayakara bikshu l'aka kved beis aviv, because by this svara itself, the svara of Eichos is more important, this is what he used in order to try to uproot Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, I'm going to do what you ask, but in a measured way. Only Amru Mishum Rameir. Al Pisa Nicha, the Pashtus Mashab Mekaymus Rabbah B'Mishnah Nema Divri Rameir, which explains why, in a simple way, why in many places in the Mishnah it says Divri Rameir, quoting in my name directly. After Asikul Rameir Acherim, even though they had decided that they were going to quote him as Acherim, ki rak ba'osam ha'mishnayis behem divrei Rav Meir tluyim b'shitasei aklolus d'eichos adifa, because it's only in those mishnas in which Rav Meir brings out his opinion, his approach, that eichos is more important, which is the svara that he used to try to uproot Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. which is why they punish him in the first place. Therefore, it's only in those areas, in those Mishnayos, which bring out this Shita, that they decided to rename him as a Cherim. Now, also the ones that were set after the event, Nemar Acherim Oimrim, only in those Mishnas do we call them Acherim Ashenke Misharim Mishnayos, whereas by all the other Mishnayos, which it talks about other subject and it doesn't necessarily tie into Eichus Odif, Maskirim Ramei Shmoy, they can mention Rameir directly by name. There's no need to call him Acherim.